We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
My friends, did you ever stop to think about how foolish it is to be a foolish man and how wise it is to be a wise man? We are continuing our thoughts on the wise man and the foolish man. Jesus said, "Everyone therefore that heareth these words of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these words of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall thereof. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven," our Lord declared, "but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." Surely it is wise to do the will of the Father, not just to hear the word of the Lord, but to do the word of the Lord. We want to consider further the different characters, that of the foolish and that of the wise. The wise man and the foolish man of this text did differ in their personal character. A wise man considers the value of his soul, meditates upon its value, and is anxious to follow divine instruction to assure its security. The foolish man, on the other hand, need not follow instruction, but perhaps is wise in his own conceit. He is satisfied that he can do his own thing and go his own way, and everything will be all well. But, beloved, let me tell you something. There is something that every man must understand, and that is, he must subjugate his will to the will of God. In the statement I referred to a moment ago, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." And then the Lord pictures the great day of the judgment on the morning of the resurrection, saying, "Then shall I profess unto them, Depart from me, for I never knew you." To whom was he speaking, or will he be speaking? Those who will say, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by thy name? Did we not cast out demons? Do many mighty works in thy name?" It is to them the Lord will say, "I never knew you. You never did obey the Father's will." How foolish. How foolish. Beloved, are we concerned about the Lord's will? Do we really want to build upon that foundation, the foundation of truth? Remember that Jesus said a long, long while gone, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It is only the truth that makes men free. We must be concerned about truth. We must know the truth. We must obey the truth. Now then, I'm thinking today that we should be concerned about building even for others. And sometimes we are such foolish men. There are, for example, our own children. Yes, you love them. You would give your life for them. But what have you done about them in teaching the word of the Lord? What about your example before them in leading them to become Christians? If they should follow the example that you have set before them, would you lead them to heaven or to hell? So often, we have neglected our Christian duties and wasted opportunities to influence others to follow Christ. Beloved, I feel that one of the most complimentary things that can be said by a child about his parents is, "Yes, my dad is a Christian. My mother is a Christian." And truly, one of the greatest delights to the Christian father or mother is for them to be able to look upon their own sons and daughters and say, "Yes, he is my son. He is a Christian gentleman, faithful in the service of God. Yes, she is my daughter. She is a Christian lady, a devout member of the Lord's church." Again, I ask you today, Are we wise or foolish? Are you a hearer only, or a hearer that does the word of the Lord? Building upon the rock, or building upon the sand? Are you one of those that hear only and still will not obey the will of the Lord? Think it over. You won't have time when the rains and the winds begin to beat upon the house. It will be too late then, and great will be the fall. Beloved, how many members of the Lord's church can absent themselves from the Lord's house when time for worship is so difficult to understand? If we are wise builders, building upon the rock, surely such people could not be satisfied in serving God in such a manner as that. Friends, I tell you, a faithful Christian gets a great delight and inspiration out of serving the Lord and doing the Lord's will. We aren't really happy unless we are endeavoring to build upon the rock, are we? There was another difference between these two men, the wise and the foolish. Throughout this lesson, we have endeavored to emphasize the importance of the proper foundation. In this case, one built upon the rock, while the other built upon the sand. Regardless of how costly and attractive the building may be, the results depend largely upon the foundation upon which it rests. Nothing can make up for this critical error made in the foundation. What a contrast! Rock and sand. As I've already pointed out, the apostle declared, "Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." It is Christ and His Word, our ultimate destruction. He is the rock of the ages, the firm foundation that standeth forever, strong, firm, immutable, all-sufficient. What about the sand? It is a mere profession, a hearer, but not a doer of the Word, unstable, insecure when needed most. Human reason, dogmas, peculiar experiences, morality alone, deathbed repentance, are characteristics of the shifting sand and the insecure foundation of the foolish man. My friends, are you the wise or the foolish? Help us to be wise in our decisions. Help us to be faithful in our service to God, that we may truly be a wise builder, building upon the rock of God's eternal truth. The foolish man may follow Christ for the loaves and fishes. During the personal ministry of our Lord, there were many who followed Him for the loaves and fishes they might receive. There were others who, no doubt, followed Him because the crowd was going that way. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? There are those fair-weather friends of our Lord today who propose to follow Christ and try to make the world think they're walking with Christ, but they're really walking the way of selfishness, personal gain. Not because of their devotion to the Lord. They want the loaves and the fishes. What a difference. My friends, are we looking for the largest crowd, the loaves and the fishes? Is it simply churchianity or Christianity? As was true during the days of Christ on earth, there are some people today who propose to follow the Lord because, well, the crowd is going that way. Everybody else is doing it, you know. Many times I've had friends tell me frankly that they were members of this denomination or that denomination because the largest crowds or their friends went there. Were they walking with Christ? Wise or foolish? Some would stumble at the gospel of Christ and refuse the word of the Lord. Beloved, let me tell you, if you are anxious about the largest crowd, just remember that Jesus said, "The largest crowd is on the wrong road, the broad way that leads to destruction." Now, you will read that in your Bible, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. The wise will simply not follow the crowd. We cannot go for the loaves and fishes, but I can almost hear someone saying, "We must go to the Bible." And that's right. But what do we mean when we say we must go to the Bible? Someone will tell you that we should go to Moses and the prophets. Others are likely to say go to the Ten Commandments or the Law of Moses. Some would be just about as likely to tell you to go to the book of Genesis or the book of Psalms to learn what to do to become a Christian as to the book, the Acts of the Apostles. Beloved, it is important that we understand the word of the Lord. The wise man is one who will predicate his faith upon the word of God. Jesus said, the wise man built his house upon the rock. When testing time came, he was prepared. Prepared for what? Prepared for that greatest of all eventualities, the judgment of Almighty God, when all men will stand in the august presence of Almighty God to be judged for their conduct of life upon this earth. The wise man is prepared to follow the Lord even unto death. Someday, how soon, we know not. We must all make our departure from this world. You must know that, don't you? Death is inevitable. To whom can we go when we realize that we must walk down into the valley of the shadow of death? To your mother, to your father, your husband, your wife? How far can they go with you? Have you ever thought about that? They can only go with you, perhaps, to your deathbed. They can go no farther. But the wise man who has trusted in the Lord, who has obeyed the word of the Lord by building upon the firm foundation of God's word, will have one that will walk with him through the valley of the shadow of death, down into the river of death, and over on the other side of the bank of the river of death, and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful experience. The foolish man, when he builds upon the sand, is disobeying the word of the Lord. And when the test will come, he will find dismay and perhaps will be overwhelmed. When the storms and the winds beat upon the house and it will fall, what a great and terrible calamity. It must be a disappointment of cherished hopes. Surely the foolish man thought that was all well for a while, that he was perfectly secure in the house that he had built. But when he looked for light, he found darkness. When he looked for life, he found death. When he looked for heaven, he found hell. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? Great was the fall. The fall for the foolish builder, for the foolish man. It is a fall that is total and irreparable. Many mistakes of life may be changed. Many scenes may be reversed while we're yet building. But the great fall at the judgment day is a loss of all forever and forever. Then, the time of building is gone. Opportunity has fled. Harvest has passed. Summer is ended. A burning candle gives light until it be consumed. So it is, beloved. Every Christian must be occupied, doing the Lord's will, building upon the rock as long as we live. As a wise builder, as a wise man, remember the words of Jesus. May I repeat them? Are you listening? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. For in that day many shall say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many mighty works? Then shall I profess unto them, depart from me that work iniquity, for I never knew you. How foolish, to build upon the sand. But that hearer that will believe the word of God, obey the will of God, through faith and obedience to God, is a man that may expect to spend eternity with God and the redeemed of the ages as a wise, wise builder. May I give you these final words of our Lord. Listen to them carefully. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Now, Is it not wise to